Well, finally, on this edition of River to River, our News Buzz edition on this Friday, the Iowa Nice Guy, the character born in the minds of Des Moines actor and filmmaker Scott Sipker and partner Paul Benedict, has surfaced again, this time with a clear and very personal message for cancer.
Hey, cancer. I'm Scott Sipker, actor, writer, and producer of a bunch of projects you're too busy ruining lives to notice. Well, if I could just have a moment of your time, my friends have a few things they'd like to say to you.
Yeah. Hey, cancer. Fuck you.
Hey, cancer. You're a giant piece of shit.
Hey, cancer. I actually really hope that you get cancer and die.
Hey, cancer. I can't wait to whip your ass.
Hey, cancer. Why don't you make like a tree and get the fuck out of here?
Hola, cancer. Mierda contigo.
Hey, cancer. Why don't you lick my left nut since you already took my right?
Hey, cancer. You may be good at taking away joy, health, and life, but you know what will outlast you? This video. Because someday, humans will find a way to eradicate you from the universe. And when that day comes and you take your final breath, you know what the last thing is you're going to hear?
Hey, cancer. F*** you.
It's the latest video by Iowa Nice Guy, Scott Sipker. He joins us now by phone. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Boy, a lot of expletives there.
Yeah, we set a new record for ourselves on that one.
Scott Sipker, actor, ESPN contributor, and adjunct professor at Drake University, but for these purposes, the much-celebrated Iowa Nice Guy born a few years ago. Scott, we all hate cancer. What prompted this video for you?
The passing of my father. He had leukemia, beat it once, and then leukemia got him on the second time, And while I was sitting there, you know, with him on his final days, you know, just that sort of language and anger comes to you. And so I thought, well, throughout this process, some of the best moments we had with Dad before he passed away were the laughs we had, you know, in a lot of ways, dark humor that we would share with each other as cancer was winning the fight. And so I thought, well, let's turn that anger and combine it with the lessons I've learned through this process and come up with something that hopefully will make people laugh that have gone through something like this directly or indirectly, which is essentially all of us, and also maybe be a little empowering, that sense of, you know what, we're losing this fight right now, but eventually we're going to get this, we're going to win this war.
Mm-hmm. We are making small steps in winning that war. Now, when you talk about your father here, can you tell us a little bit about your dad, the moments you missed most not having him around?
You know, it's been about 6 months, and mostly it's the strangest things, I'll tell you. I was just at the Y the other day, and there was a father-son there lifting weights together, and I had this sense of sadness come over me. But let me be clear. My dad and I never would have ever lifted weights together. But this is one of those strange things you think, oh, man, you know, we could have, or, well, maybe we should have. We would have been in better shape. It's just these strange moments that pass where it just kind of comes out of left field. Mm-hmm. And you get a sense of loss, and then hopefully it's followed by some happiness. But mostly for me, it golfed. Was something that my father taught me how to do and something that's been a big part of my life and a big part of his life. And so the Masters recently, when that was on, that was kind of a moment for all of us, my mom and my brother as well. We got together and watched that final round. And you know, it's strange, and I wish it wasn't the case. But in a lot of ways, I think about him now more than I ever did when he's alive, and I wish that wasn't the case. And the biggest lesson I learned, and I hope this isn't too cheesy for everybody, but my dad and I never said I love you to each other until in the final days I was able to finally say it to him, look him directly in the eyes and say, I love you. And he said it back to me. And that moment, anybody listening right now, if you have somebody in your life that you love, please, today, right now, reach out to them, and even if you've never said it before and it makes you feel so awkward to do it, just do it. I can't tell you how much that will mean to you in that moment and will mean to them moving on past that moment. So do that. Please get out there and do that. Tell the people you love that you love them.
Scott Sipker, our condolences to you and your family for the loss of your father. In this video called Hey Cancer, it's funny because I guess we hear cancer sworn at as if it's some kind of big bully. Why do you think it's funny to hear it this way?
Well, I think it's something we all think. It's just like the original Iowa Knife. It was something that maybe has always been in our subconscious, but hasn't. Those words haven't been formulated directly like that. And so having people, and I wanted to step back in this video because it is a personal one. If you notice, there's subtle changes I made. I didn't want to be exactly the Iowa Knife guy, so I took the suit off. I trimmed the beard down, wore different glasses, and I let cancer survivors and fighters, I let them really do all the comedy and have them have the best line. And so when you hear people who are fighting cancer right now or who have beaten cancer in the past saying these funny things that are so crass, it just seems to resonate with truth.
He had Spanish in there. Even the dog, subtitled, was swearing at cancer.
Yes. That was one of those moments where I thought, because essentially it is the same joke the whole time. It's saying something funny to cancer, something crass. And I thought, well, if we can change it up and come out of left field and have a dog who has survived cancer, that dog had leg cancer. I had his leg removed. If we can get him to sit and bark and we put subtitles in there, that right there is frosting on the cake.
Scott Sipker, we have your video. We'll put it on a link to your video along with this conversation at iowapublicradio.org. Hey Cancer is the video. Scott Sipker, thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to the next inspiration you have to put to video.
Thank you very much. Anytime you want to have me on, I'll be on. Thanks.
All right, Scott. River to River, produced today by Emily Woodbury. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Monday, Clay Masters will be along with a look back at the legislative session, or a legislative wrap-up here on River to River. That's Monday at noon. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.